You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse, great place for you to eat lunch or dinner at today or this weekend in Ashland, in between Lincoln and Omaha on Highway 6, the south side of the road on Highway 6.
South side!
Get your get a reservation today, ruhlmansteakhouse.com. Filet mignon for dinner sounds pretty good. Or for sip, a sirloin sounds good as well. I don't mind sirloin. That was not a shot at you.
You had
sirloin there before. That's why I said that. You've had that before.
You're right.
It's not the general. You have to admit. It's like, in general, someone says, hey, what do you want for steak? Usually it's New York, filet, bone-in ribeye, and then sirloin.
You guys, you understand you have a role, some part of your roles. You do educate me on stuff. I would not have known that. I'm not as worldly as you guys. You've been around more. Jake's even probably been around more.
Jake's very worldly on steak. I'm not very worldly on steak because you know
I'm pretty worldly on everything.
I just like I like the New York strip. That's what I go with.
But I didn't know that sirloin was looked down upon. I had no idea.
Well, it's a less expensive cut of meat.
Had no idea.
Little rougher.
It was looked down upon.
I don't think it's frowned upon.
It's not frowned.
Feels like
it's an economic cut of steak. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't want to spend the big money. It still tastes good. You don't have to
really
pay
good.
The high-end dollars for it.
There's a pecking order, and the filet is at the top of the order.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, numero uno.
Although the tomahawk or the bone-in ribeye is pretty, it's just very manly. Very, like it's like she went on the Flintstones type of thing, like a brontosaurus steak.
Remember, it kind of feels like that.
Remember on the,
how did that come to the Flintstones?
Flintstones.
I well, definitely steak. Remember that. Remember when the show starts, they put a giant steak on the side of his car and flips the car over.
That's right.
So just go back and watch that.
You thought it's the tomahawk.
He got a brontosaurus tomahawk. It's really funny. That's how the show was there. They bring it out and they set it on the side of the car like you're at an A&W drive up.
Right. Like a Sonic.
Like a Sonic. And it flips the car over. Never saw that, Jake?
I did. I can confidently say it. I didn't wake up this morning thinking I'd hear the Flintstones on the show, but I'm happy I did.
Meet the Flintstones.
That's great. Ruhlman Steakhouse, please stop by this weekend.
They worked great at the quarry.
Check your watch, Jake.
What about his name, too? Barney Rubble. This is your neighbor, Barney Rubble.
What a show that was.
Fred Flintstone.
That was a great show.
Yeah. Oh. What were the wives' names?
Wilma.
And Betty?
Betty. You got it.
They wore very
cute
small
gals.
Dresses.
Cute gals. Yeah,
always dressed well, too.
They did.
Yes, always dressed up.
Properly. Very good spirits.
God, I'm trying to think of the name of his. Was it Mr. Slate? Mr. Slate was his boss at the quarry. It was Mr. Slate.
Bill is very well versed in the Flintstones.
Who's your neighbor? Barney Rubble.
We watched it.
We watched it. It was religious.
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah. Yabba dabba do.
God.
Yabba dabba do. Better times.
Much better.
Better times indeed. Yeah. Thanks to Ruhlman.
What do you got here, Jake?
By the way, we got Bearded Ben. We got Greg here. We got RJ. It is a full house.
Full house.
Very busy.
Who's RJ?
RJ's a listener. I think he's at Apple Roofing. I think he saw his pickup.
Okay.
He was trying to get a coffee, but
RJ texted in Apple Roofing. I think I drove by that somewhere when I was driving from Omaha to Ashland the other day, and I think I drove by an Apple roofing company.
I think their main headquarters is more like a Superior Street area.
Okay.
But there might be another.
That was a big deal. Thanks for stopping in. And the shop's not open, Jake went and got coffee for him. Personal coffee.
We had extra coffee. I said, if you're here for a coffee, I'm sorry they're not here yet, but I will. We have coffee in the morning for you. So I gave him some of our coffee.
Oh, nice.
Hope it tastes good.
Yes.
Bowl projections are, of course, meaningless right now. They're just off-season fodder or something for people to read, but it's fun to, you know, people to think ahead and dream a little bit. CBS Sports did their early projections this week for bowl games. It has Nebraska and Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl on New Year's Eve. Tell me that wouldn't get thousands upon thousands of Nebraska fans traveling to it.
Oh, it would.
New Year's Eve would be a great Vegas. Time in Vegas.
Jeez.
Yes. I tell you what, I thought about this when this came out. I'm just going to go back in time for a second. I would really like to, we need to start printing these things off and going back and then studying them.
I think they bat
probably in the 4%, 4 to 6% of what bowl they're going to end up at. There's no way they get both. You might get one team like that, but just the chance you're going to get that right now, the chance of nailing this one.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, not very good, but it's funny because we all read them.
Oh, we do.
Everyone reads
it's material.
And right now, there's people in Nebraska going, I don't know. Do we get a hotel?
Should we buy the tickets now?
Do we get a hotel now? Or
there are literally people.
There are. There's been
considering.
Discussed it this morning, like going, hey, if this happens now, would we drive and then stay at cousin, you know, and we just go to Colorado and stay at Reggie's place and then drive in? No. Or would we fly right into Vegas? I don't know.
But would that, I mean.
You know who's guilty of that exact scenario?
Who?
Seth.
Seth is. Seth is high.
Seth will see a rumor of something saying, you want to go? I'm like, it's not even official yet. What are you talking about? Like when in the tournament, Nebraska went to Memphis last year, 2 years ago, and there's a rumor they're going to go somewhere else. It's like, should we get a hotel and a flight? I'm like, no, how about we wait for the actual draw to happen and see where we're going?
Wise.
Seth.
He gets excited to travel. He does. Go places.
That would, the Las Vegas Bowl would mean a record of about what?
8-4, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And which is about what people are projecting for Nebraska this year.
Yeah, I don't.
New Year's Eve in Vegas sounds crazy. New Year's in general in Vegas sounds crazy.
Two trips to Vegas in a calendar year.
Yeah, you're going for media days next month.
Yeah. We went to, which was one of the most incredible days of my life. We won the Vegas Bowl.
When were you?
What team?
University of Utah. We played Pete Carroll and the USC Trojans.
Carson
Palmer was their quarterback.
Oh, geez, a long time.
Give me a year.
2000.
About 2001. No, like 01 or somewhere like 2000 or 2001.
Okay.
But the game was on, if you guys remember, the Vegas Bowl used to be on Christmas Day.
I do.
And so the game was on Christmas. The game was on Christmas Day. And it was awesome. And it said we played USC and we won. And
Beat USC. The Trojans.
Troy Polamalu, I remember him like that. He had kind of a little bit of a hamstring injury, and so he's down there riding the bike. And yeah, I believe, if I'm correct, we held him to, I don't know, it was like 1 yard rushing or something of that nature. And if you can find the stats, yeah, just find the stats on that.
I'm going
see how the defense played. But it was, we played remarkable defense that day. And it was fun because we went down to Old Vegas for like a pep rally, and Pete Carroll was up on the stage.
Was there a goodly number of people?
A good number. It's still Christmas Day in Vegas, but I tell you one thing: it was 75 and sunny. It was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah,
yeah. That almost qualifies as better.
Final
time.
Score 10-6 in that game.
10 just held them to six.
Utah and finished 8-4 that season.
Ooh, I'm on.
And I don't have the stats.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
ESPN doesn't have any information from that game. It just gave me the final score, 10-6.
Held them to six.
Ooh, no and
it also just said how the scoring went, but it didn't say
any stats. And Carson Palmer was their coach. That's hard to do.
Palmer was their quarterback.
Was their quarterback, yes. We got him with middle dog. We had a double cross safety blitz right down over the top of the center. That was a big sack for us. Antoine Sanders got the sack. Remember that.
I'm having a...
Everywhere I looked, doesn't have any info. It says the game happened, the score, and it doesn't have any stats beyond that.
Just you talk. Reason. I'll find the stats.
I've been researching.
But anyway, going to the Vegas Bowl was incredible. Guess where we stayed at? So
where?
USC stayed at like the MGM. We stayed at the Golden Nugget in old school Vegas. It was awesome.
That had to be epic.
It was awesome.
Would you recommend that now?
Yes, I would. I would recommend Old Vegas very much.
We have
First
stats.
Of all, Old Vegas
okay.
is not...
I've got stats.
We have them too.
USC in the game.
Okay.
That Bill's referring to. USC.
25 rushing attempts, 1 yard.
That's correct. Burnett of one.
Solid day.
Palmer, God dang. Palmer had -51 rushing yards with the
God
sacks.
Dang. They only had one rushing
one yard. Rushing yard.
What do you have throwing?
Palmer, 15 to 26, 150. That's it.
Game no time yard. Temperature 50.
151 yards.
It could have to be warmer than 50. That can't be right. It was sunny and beautiful.
Well, maybe it was sunny and beautiful the day before.
No, that was there. I was on the field.
Okay, maybe it got down at night a little bit. Wow.
They had 151 yards of offense. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a good day
Utah,
for the Utes.
358.
Good day for the Utes.
10-6
How would people feel about Nebraska, Arizona State?
I think they'd be happy about that.
Would they?
Yes. Vegas Bowl. Is it the playoff team from last year?
Yeah. Dillingham.
People would travel.
Yeah.
People would travel.
I think they'd be okay with that. Yeah.
I'd probably go.
That'd be a one Take bowl. I mean, there's a lot there. Of bowls. There's some bowls out there now that you wouldn't be too enthralled by.
No.
But the Las Vegas Bowl, I don't think people are overly enthralled by the Pinstripe Bowl. Correct me?
Not really.
It ended it was, the bowl
it, it was kind of fun, but yeah.
Kind of fun. It was really fun
we
for
had a
us.
Good, we had a good time.
If everything's paid if, for, it's fun.
Yeah, anything's paid. Everything's paid for, yeah. It's kind of fun. You're in New York, right. It's fun. If it whips around and they go to the Pinstripe again.
Ah.
Don't well, do that. Like, that's a no-go.
Right.
That's
the thing not, on that, and good. I understand where you're coming from, but the Pinstripe Bowl is very adamant that they don't take teams twice.
Yeah. The one thing you have is with where Nebraska, you have to remember, when you get slotted, if you're a Big Ten team, it's like, okay, you get slotted with, you get the next choice. It's you don't fall into that category. That's why you'll see some teams go, well, how did they get that bowl? And we won two more games and we got this bowl. Because they get a select. Well, so Nebraska is always in the catbird seat. That they get selected ahead of. So if they have two more, if they have a couple more wins and somebody else or a couple more losses, they'll still take Nebraska.
They still might because
still
of
take
the
Nebraska
crowd.
Because of the crowd and of the fanfare.
Yeah.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Aging Gracefully next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.